Free Talk Live, the Saturday night edition. We're here live until 10 o'clock Eastern time, as we are six nights a week, Monday through Saturday, from 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
The number? 800-259-9231. That's our special Saturday night only call-in line. That's 1-800-259-9231. And if it's your first time encountering Free Talk Live, and it might be if you're in Portland, Oregon, listening on our brand newest affiliate, KUIK.
Woo! KUIK!
Well, yes, welcome aboard. You're going to be encountering a show that you've likely never encountered before. Something that is a little bit different from typical talk radio. Wouldn't you say, Manwich?
Oh, it's very, very unlike anything you've heard before.
What sets us apart from the rest of the pack?
Well, this is a show where the caller directs the programming. They decide
like
what we talk about.
They could do that if they want to. Or you can sit back and let us, you know, direct the programming and respond. But at any time, you can dial in at 800-259-9231 and literally bring up whatever's on your mind. It doesn't matter if it's a political issue, a personal problem. Whatever you want goes. It's Free Talk Live.
If it is a political issue, I suspect you'll hear views unlike you've ever heard them before.
No doubt about it. In fact, coming up...
We're not Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, no.
No, no.
And we're not Air America.
Not Al Franken.
Neither one.
Nope.
So coming up tonight, we've got a story about a woman who was actually, what, asked for identification while on public transit. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right, we're going to get into that. But first, we're going to go to the phones, because again, it is the show about your calls, and you can chime in with anything. In fact, actually, we're going to our special... Amplifier only call-in
hotline.
And the hotline. We're going to explain that a little bit later on in the show, but let's go to Lauren Canario calling in from New London, Connecticut. Lauren, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hi, Ian and Manwich. It's nice to be here.
Lauren, it's good to have you here. Now, you are the activist extraordinaire. You're a Free State Project member. And by the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, which is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, you can give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Go to freestateproject.org. You are a Free State Project member, as we are as well, Manwich and myself.
Yes, we are.
Except you have not yet moved to New Hampshire. You have actually kind of made a little pit stop there in New London, Connecticut. What are you doing there?
I moved to New London, Connecticut when I heard the Supreme Court rule in the Kelo versus New London case, and I thought the property rights needed propping up here, so I decided to move here and add my body to the people who would decide not to move.
Right. The city government is actually threatening to take people's homes from them, and it went all the way up to the Supreme Court, as you mentioned, and you're there to be kind of like a backup person. In case the bulldozers come, you're going to be one of the people that's willing to go out and literally stand in front of the bulldozers, correct?
That's what happened today, yeah, that's why I'm calling.
Really? What exactly happened?
Well, one of the original Kelo 7, the holdouts here in Fort Trumbull, sold their house to the New London Development Corporation about a month ago.
So now we're down to the Kelo 6, huh?
Right, it's Kelo 6 now, and they boarded up the house. It's they've come and spray painted the marks on the road to show where the utilities are coming through.
Mm-hmm.
And today the gas truck pulled up with a backhoe, and they were going to dig a big hole and turn off the gas. But just before they got there, I parked my car in front of the building, and I refused to move it when they asked me to.
Now, what was the point of that? I mean, these guys had already sold out to the city, so weren't you kind of, I guess, getting in their way? The deal was done at that point. Were you weren't really saving anybody from anything, were you? Or were they going to cut your gas off, too?
Well, you never know. There could be accidents, but no. I just did it to delay all the demolition on my street, because I don't want bulldozers, you know, crashing buildings down about 100 yards from me.
I suppose that could be a little bit dangerous.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, people live in the house right next to the one scheduled for demolition. It's about 30 feet away from it. And at other times, when other buildings have been demolished in this neighborhood, the buildings have come down unexpectedly and crashed into the street on one occasion and destroyed somebody's garage on another occasion.
Wow. So you parked over the area where they were actually going to be doing digging.
Right.
What happened?
They asked me to move. I said no. They called the police. The police asked me to move. I said no. And I guess the police were on my side, because there was no construction notices or no parking notices or on the street. So
interesting. So the the destroying company, whoever it was that was doing that, hadn't actually gone through the necessary steps. They hadn't acquired all the notification, all the permitting that they were supposed to. They just figured they'd come in and just start doing their work, and you actually prevented that from happening.
I asked them if they would. It was normal for them to work on Saturday, and they just, you know, were really quiet, and they didn't answer too many questions. And
they've been a little sneaky, haven't they, Lauren? I mean, the government here, they've kind of been, I don't know, back alley, very strange. They haven't really been up front with all the things that they're doing. Why are they doing this on a Saturday? What do you think the reason for that is?
It seems like they're trying to sneak in and do it before anybody sees what's happening, but it didn't work today.
I wonder why that would be. I mean, what is their motivation, do you think?
They don't want publicity. I heard that the people at NLDC, the corporation that's trying to buy up the neighborhood here, is almost out of money, and they don't want to have to defend themselves anymore.
I see.
Well, they're getting a little publicity now, aren't they?
Indeed. You know, things have been kind of quiet there. We've been getting periodic updates from the homeowners, the remaining, I guess, the Kilo 6 at this point, as far as any new developments. And really, there hasn't been any news coming out of New London since your call a few weeks back. It's been, I think, probably a good month and a half since we've heard anything. I mean, is this like the latest news? Is there anything else going on that we should know about?
I think what's happening behind the scenes is that they're upping the offers to buy the property, and maybe some of the homeowners will sell out willingly, and we don't know yet. Though.
Well, that's what happened with this property, the Kilo 7 changing into the Kilo 6, because they did sell out. Do you know if there's anything, I guess, behind the scenes on that particular story as to why they decided to sell out? Was just the money was just right?
The property owner had family troubles. His wife had moved away, and he wanted to follow her.
Oh, I see. His wife was probably fed up of all this, and he's like, I mean, I'm getting out of here. And so he decided
no doubt, yes.
Right.
So
his wife had that power.
Are these offers anywhere in the realm of reasonable? Because previously they were very, very low.
They were laughable before.
Yeah, like 20%
of what they were. Yes, but this one, it seemed in the ballpark to me. Like, it's a triplex, and across the street from the water treatment station, so
sweet.
Maybe it's not the best property in the world, but it went for $310,000.
You know, if the state wants me to move out of my house, they're going to have to pay me above market value for the inconvenience of having to move out of my home when I wasn't quite ready to do so.
But as long as this guy's happy with his offer, that's all we want
in
Kilo.
Sure.
In the Kilo case, is we want the people of New London, of the Fort Trumbull area, to get a fair price for their homes if they choose to sell.
That's all I was saying, is that's how I would do it. Mm-hmm. I want more than market
value. And if they don't choose to sell, I think they should get their deeds back, because they don't have them right now.
Absolutely, and you're going to stay there until the bitter end, basically, right, Lauren? Until whatever the bitter end might be.
I'm planning to stay here until either things get bulldozed or people get their deeds back.
All right,
Lauren, you had moved there without your husband previously. Is he living in New London now with you, or is he still, is it Colorado?
He's in Nevada.
Yeah, he sold our house in Las Vegas, and he's here with me now.
Great.
Very cool. All right, man. Well, we'll talk to you later, Lauren. Keep us up to date, okay?
All right.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. So Lauren Canario, super activist.
Yeah.
From New London, Connecticut. Just to recap, we didn't actually get to really lavish her with praise for what she had done up there, but she had tried to attend a county meeting or a city commissioner's meeting up there, and they refused to allow people into the room. She did not want to leave the stairwell because there was a bunch of people lined up in the stairwell trying to get into the meeting. And they said, nope, sorry, no more room, even though there was a good, like, 50 seats available in there. And she said, well, I'm not leaving until I have a decent explanation as to why I can't get into this. And so they arrested her. And at the point at which they arrested her, she basically just refused to cooperate entirely with the police. They were begging her to get out of the police truck, to walk into the police station.
She sat down Indian style, and that was the end of it.
They had to carry her everywhere. It was just an amazing story. We're going to come back with the bus identification mandate on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, We can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
G'day, I'm Sly.
And I'm Lynn. We're from the Griffin's Guide to the Galaxy.
Entry 42-6-9. Earth Podcast. Griffin's Guide to the Galaxy. Publication date? Year 86,587. The Griffin's Guide is an electronic field guide for the interstellar traveller. It contains entries on science fiction, role-playing tips, cyberpunk news, technology updates, alerts on space criminals, galactic news, and reviews of Earthling books, movies, and games. Now a word from our editor.
Greetings, cyberpunk. Don't panic. Visit us at www.grypohnstuide.com. Griffin's Guide.
The war on terrorism. Will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Saturday night show, here till 10 o'clock Eastern. You take control of the phones. Literally anything goes if you make the call. 800-259-9231. You can join us online, by the way, if you are, again, just tuning in for the first time on our brand newest affiliate, KUIK, or maybe you're on some of our newer affiliates like Yakima, Washington, KUSA over there. You can get our weekday show for free because we have archives of this show. We don't just do a Saturday thing. We do it six nights a week. And if you've missed a moment, just go to freetalklive.com because we have the last 7 months worth of the show right there on the front page of the website. There's no membership fee. There's no logging in. It's free.
How about that? Glenn Beck's not doing that crap for you.
No.
Free archives.
That's right, at freetalklive.com. So take advantage of that. Manwich, where are we going next?
Well, I thought we'd go to Denver. What do you think about that?
Okay. Let's do it.
It's lovely this time of year, Denver.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. I hear it's very lovely there when it's cold.
It's lovely every time of year. All right.
Deborah Davis is scheduled to be arraigned on federal misdemeanor charges for refusing to show her ID while riding a public bus that crossed the Denver Federal Center, a 90-building complex that includes the Office of the Veterans Administration, the U.S. Geological Survey, and the National Archives. Now, this isn't a small piece of land.
90 buildings? Yeah, that's pretty big.
It's pretty big. And she was apparently on a bus. And
that's like a few college campuses.
Yeah, it's huge.
That's big.
And she was on a bus, and she was asked to show her papers, as it were, her ID.
Right.
And she refused.
Now, well, good for her.
Let me finish with this article, and you'll see the, you know, the whole picture will take place. All right. Let's see. Davis was riding to work on September the 26th when a guard boarded the bus at the complex.
Is this something she does all the time?
It doesn't say.
I mean, I
assume that it was.
I presume. I mean, if you're riding the bus to work, you're either doing it for two reasons. One, you're always riding the bus to work every day, or your car broke down and you had to ride the bus this one time.
The guard asked for her papers, and she refused to comply, arguing that she had no legal obligation to carry ID, let alone present that ID on command. The guard disagreed, and so did the other officers that he summoned, who eventually dragged her off the bus and handcuffed her.
Jeez.
Davis's lawyer, whose services were arranged by the ACLU of Colorado, expect the government to cite two regulations. One says the federal property is closed to the general public, and therefore officials must restrict admission to the property.
Owns federal property, anyway?
Apparently not me and you, or Ms. Davis.
Who does?
Nobody.
If we don't own it, then who does?
It doesn't exist. No one owns it.
Who owns public property?
Well, you know, Ann Rind was pretty clear that either somebody owns property or nobody does.
Right.
But for all of us to own property, not so much.
How about
really work
the
out.
Men with the guns own the property?
They do. Right. And the men with the guns asked Ms. Davis for her ID, and she said, I'm not going to.
Indeed.
The other point was, the person or in or on federal property must at all times comply with the lawful direction of federal police officers and other authorized individuals.
So if a federal police officer asks me to perform fellatio services on him, I have to provide... You know,
apparently, if you're on federal land.
Right.
Now, Davis's website, this woman riding the bus to work, has a website.
Oh, good.
It explains the issue as stated this way. Deborah Davis's case is about one thing, the right to travel. The reason why she was charged has absolutely nothing to do with security, and I totally agree with the statement. The guard at the Denver Federal Center wasn't checking IDs against a no-ride list. There isn't a no-ride list.
Not yet.
No, not yet. And the demands made against Deb Davis were nothing more than a compliance test. Okay, do some jumping jacks. Good girl, you can sit back down. I'm going to the next person.
It's just as much of a compliance test as what goes on in our airports, except everybody, almost everybody complies at the airport. And thank goodness she said no on this bus, because that's exactly what happens at an airport. They're asking you to do all these things. Take off your shoes and bend over and whatever it is, the rigmarole that they have you go through during the TSA checkpoints. It's the same thing. I mean, there's no real reason for all of that. If a terrorist wanted to blow up a plane, or if a terrorist wanted to do some damage,
it
all
doesn't
you have
matter
to do
that a TSA agent gropes some hot chick in the shakedown room.
It has
nothing to do with that.
Well, if a terrorist wants to do some damage to some people, all he has to do is walk into the airport and set the bomb off.
Right. They're all standing in line, waiting to get shook down.
It's just an illusion of security. That's all it is.
Having to show your ID. Is a search without a warrant, okay? The case will determine whether Deb and the rest of us live in a free society or in a country where we must show papers whenever a cop demands them.
Oh, I definitely want to keep an eye on this case, because this is interesting.
So we get to decide, is Deb Davis a freedom fighter, or is she just a pain in the butt?
Well, why don't you answer that? 800-259-9231. Do you think this woman is out of line by refusing to show her identification? I mean, in this new America, in the new United States, where we have security crackdowns all around the country, is she a potential terrorist for doing this?
Where Homeland Security stops at toy stores and makes sure that the Rubik's Cube is properly licensed. That's right. We're all being kept safe by this Homeland Security behemoth that was created.
Yeah.
You know, it's just another bureaucracy, one we don't need.
I agree with that completely. We want to hear from you, though. 800-259-9231. From the other side of the pond, an emailer. You can email the show, ftl@freetalklive.com. Will writes in. He says, hi, I flew from Heathrow Airport this morning to spend the weekend in my native Sweden. As usual, I took the Heathrow Express train to the airport, which is convenient, and it only takes 15 minutes. However, once the doors had closed and the train left the station, I was met by an informational video telling me that travelers may be subject to random searches of their persons and luggage. There was no indication that such searches may occur at the ticket desk, train platform, or outside of the platform. None at all. The first time I received the information was when it was too late, when he was already on the train. So how about they give at least give me a choice whether or not I want to take the train and consent to searches, or choose other modes of transport? I wasn't searched this time, but nonetheless, on a principle level, it made me really angry that I was not even given the option to choose. I was just expected to go along with any time-wasting searches that they wanted me to be subject to. So,
absolutely. I mean, you know, it's funny. These TSA agents, they in our case here locally, they would be, you know, they just have the expectation that you know all their rules and you're right. going to do everything they say.
They don't even know all the
They
rules.
Don't know all the rules, and how is it that I'm going to hold them accountable? I don't know all their rules. I don't get it.
Nor do you have the time to even begin to research the rules.
And if I violate the rules, they're going to send me a civil, what do they call that?
Civil assessment.
A civil assessment. It's not a ticket. They don't have any lawful ability to collect fines from me, but they're going to do it, and they've been doing it to people all along.
Yeah, it's
and
disgusting.
These fines aren't even small. They're large.
Yeah, thousands of dollars for disobeying their orders. So Willie says, so they now want to search us at airports, trains, train stations, and undergrounds. Where does this, where does that move us to next, once people have been softened up to accept this? So it's interesting that over in, I think it's Great Britain, they're mandating that there's random searches on trains. Now here, we've got the cop coming onto the bus, asking for identification. Now he didn't ask to search Ms. Davis, but he asked for identification. So
which
we're kind of
essentially is a search.
Basically, we're kind of one slight step behind the Brits on it in this particular case. So, yeah, that's a great question that Will asks. What is the next step? I mean, now that they're mandating random searches, what comes next?
I don't know, but you could just see your personal freedoms just flitting away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it amazes me. The Republicans that are so much for the Constitution don't mind seeing a few of them getting pried off.
Oh, everything changed on 9/11, man. Which
then why didn't we?
They rewrote
why don't we
the
have
Constitution.
Amendments? Let's have amendments then.
It's an informal amendment.
No, informal amendment. My butt. They don't exist.
800-259-9231. Do you think this woman was out of line for refusing to show her identification to the federal cop? That's what we want to hear from. Unless you want to take control of the show and bring up anything, this is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir's created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful frontline of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces. Braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. You'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com, and for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, live Saturday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can sign up for the updates if you want to be kept up to date on the newest news about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. And, of course, it's totally free. Updates.freetalklive.com. And we will clue you in first whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Updates.freetalklive.com. We're talking about Ms. Deborah Davis. She was riding the bus, going to work in Denver, Colorado. And she happened to the bus at the time, happened to be passing through a 90-building federal government complex.
Can't be a small place. I mean, can you imagine trying to get skirt this gigantic place?
Right. You have to go through it, I'm sure, to get from point A to point B. Otherwise, you're just going to be wasting gas. So the bus is going through it. At some point, it stops, and there's some security guard, some federal security guard, that gets on and demands her to show her identification. And she refused. She was then arrested and charged with a misdemeanor. It's going to court. She's got the ACLU on her side. And I'm actually on her website right now, which is papersplease.org. Great URL.
Mm-hmm.
And she's talking about why it is that she thinks that it's wrong to show identification. We'll get into that, but let's go to Rich in Utah. Rich, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello.
Hey, I wanted to expand on one of the ideas that you guys mentioned before, which is, you know, even these agencies, TSA agencies, federal agents who come and demand your paper, they don't even know what all the rules are that they're supposed to be enforcing.
No.
And, you know, anybody who's ever read Ayn Rand's book, Atlas Shrugged, really should, because one of the things that Ayn Rand points out in that book in what I find to be a very humorous way, is the fact that all these laws are written in such an ambiguous manner that all these government officials can just make it up as they go along.
That's pretty much what they do.
They decide is what the law is today, and if they decide to make it different tomorrow, poof.
Yep. Even if it's written clearly against what they've decided to do at the moment, it seems like they just go ahead.
Right.
I mean, it seems to me that this guy shouldn't be able to ask this woman for her papers. The Fourth Amendment says so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that pesky Fourth Amendment. Can you pull that up, man, just so we can review it, maybe remind people that have never read the Bill of Rights as far as what it says?
You know, I think that people that haven't read it still, they don't even pay attention to what it says.
Right. We're gonna pull that up here in a moment and refresh you guys on it. But yeah, you're right, man. Which it does seem like that's what they do. We've seen case after case where the police or some government official just goes ahead and does whatever the hell they want to do, and then they kind of cross their fingers and they hope that nobody takes them to court over it. That's how it works, don't you think, Rich?
I think it is. As a matter of fact, what you guys just said reminded me of a line I heard once at the end of one of those Law and Order shows. And I tell you what, I hate those shows. You want to see prime examples of how, you know, government representatives abuse their authority. But there was one of the attorneys was talking about, but we trampled this guy's rights under the Constitution, and one of the other attorneys turns around at him and says, oh, yeah, that annoying thing.
Really? That seriously happened on television?
Yeah. That was
Those shows,
one of the Law and Order episodes.
All Hollywood television, movie, police shows, for, I mean, 99% of them are such state worship. I mean, it's just worship of the police and worship of the military. It's very rare that you'll see an honest look into what police work is really like or what the military world is really like. There was a neat little movie called The Pentagon Wars, which I think was probably one of the more honest military movies. It shows how bureaucratic the military is, how slow and plodding and just dangerously stupid they can be.
And how much the incredible sums of money that they waste.
Yeah. Yeah. It's rare, though, that any sort of Hollywood production will show that stuff. It's always usually, oh, the cops are so great. Oh, yes, the military is infallible.
Of course, they're trampling the Constitution.
Go ahead.
The really scary part is when Hollywood or you know, television does present you with what really happens with the cops, as the show Cops on Fox actually sometimes does,
mm-hmm.
people find it so unbelievable they just laugh at it instead of believing that this actually happened.
What, can you give a specific example?
Well, take a look at any episode of Cops and look at how they treat the people they arrest.
It looks like they treat them like garbage to me. I think on Cops, they always show the most clueless people. I mean, I know, you know, they don't include all of the stuff that they tape, so they don't include if they happen to pull somebody over that knows their rights and exercises their rights. They always show the clueless folk that just always let the cops search their cars and then just happen to get caught with, you know, a quarter pound of marijuana in their trunk, that sort of thing.
Well, and not just that, but they specifically pick the people they know are going to be unsympathetic to their audience.
That's true.
The people that their audience can't relate with.
Right, like those low-life, long-haired hippies. Those people, right?
Now, let me read the Fourth Amendment real quick.
For those that
might have forgotten. It's the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, and papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures.
Effects means like everything else.
Right. That right shall not be violated, no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. And I don't think that this guy had a warrant for Deborah.
Well, if you're asking someone for their identification, you clearly don't have a warrant describing who they are.
For that paper.
Right.
Or effect.
Right. Rich, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. So, yeah, you are supposed to have a little bit of a, you know, right to privacy in this country. I mean, to suggest that these cops and these security officers from the federal government can demand paperwork, can demand identification from you, it turns us into, like, Nazis. I mean, it turns us into this totalitarian state where you're being watched everywhere you go and you're, you know, demanded that you identify yourself. And it's disgusting to me, and it's so anti-American. It amazes me that anybody could support this. But there must be people that support it. We've read emails from people, not emailing us, but emailing other organizations out there that are just right behind the Bush administration, right behind these police actions, because they say that it makes them feel more secure. If you're one of those people, if you really think that asking for identification makes you feel more secure, we want to hear from you. Seriously, we don't treat people on this show like all those other talk shows do, where they give you 10 seconds to talk and then they hang up on you with some snappy little comeback. No, if you disagree with us, if you think that more security by the federal government is a good thing, I really want to give you some airtime, because I want you to explain yourself. 800-259-9231. And explain how that jives with the Fourth Amendment.
Now, I'm not so sure that we're, Nazi is, I think, a little extreme. But we're certainly a police state.
Yeah.
I mean, we're moving that way. If you don't think that you live in a police state, what has to happen here for you to live in a police state?
That's a good question. What would it take? What would you have to see going on in America for you to realize that you live in a police state, right?
Yeah.
Now, okay, to be fair with the Nazi comment, man, which it did take Adolf a little while to start gassing people. I mean, he didn't just get into office and then all of a sudden start throwing people into the concentration camps, right? I mean, it wasn't a two-week-long process there.
You know, but Adolf didn't really crack down on his people like he couldn't have. You know, he didn't have the communication.
So you're
saying
it's worse than the Nazis, then?
I'm saying it's different. I'm saying it's a lot more like 1984 than people are willing to admit.
All right, so coming up, we're going to tell you why, if you're a good American, if you're a good, honest American, you should refuse to show identification when asked. Yeah, seriously. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's toll free. 800-259-9231. Take control. Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At FinanceMyPC.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. FinanceMyPC.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At FinanceMyPC.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to FinanceMyPC.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to FinanceMyPC.com today.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, live Saturday night edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can take control of the phones. Bring up anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. We have live streaming there, Manwich.
Yes, we do.
Broadband version of the show, dial-up version as well, both totally free, freetalklive.com.
So it doesn't matter if you're a high-end computer junkie or just somebody who uses your internet connection. To check your email, you can listen to Free Talk Live online.
Indeed. We're in the middle of a identification discussion. What prompted all of this was a lady named Deborah Davis in Denver, Colorado. She was on her bus ride to work, and a federal security agent boarded the bus, demanded that she show her identification. She refused. And I think that she's a heroic American for refusing to show identification to that person.
I don't know really what right of mine that's been defended here, but I can tell you that, your rights aren't going to be stripped away all at once.
Oh, no, of course
they're
not.
Going to take the rights.
Then you'd notice.
They're going to take rights away, little by little, and they're going to do it by the under-defended people.
What do you mean by that?
They're going to do it to the ethnic minorities.
The people that can't afford the lawyers.
Yeah, the poor people.
Right. People
that ride buses, for instance. Now, I'm not saying that everybody that rides a bus is poor. I'm just saying that you can probably make that generalization that people that ride buses versus people with Mercedes, that the people who ride buses are probably less wealthy.
Here's what Deborah herself has to say on her website, which is papersplease.org, about why she thinks that good people shouldn't show identification.
I'm interested in this myself.
Just what does an ID, any ID, do for security? The honest answer is not much. If anything, relying on ID on identification for security purposes actually makes things worse.
It's pretty lackadaisical. I mean, if I am a terrorist, I've got a fake one.
Yeah, well, that's what she's going to say here. Showing ID only affects honest people. If you're dishonest, you can obtain false documents or steal the identity of an honest person. If a 19-year-old college student can get a fake ID to drink, why couldn't a bad person get one, too? And no matter how sophisticated, especially terrorists.
Yeah, and, with the advent of the Internet, these fake IDs are really, really good.
Of course. And no matter how sophisticated the security embedded into the ID, wouldn't a well-financed terrorist be able to falsify that, too? The answer to both questions is obviously yes. Honest people, on the other hand, go to pro-life rallies. Honest people attend gun shows. Honest people protest the President of the United States. Honest people fly to political conventions. And honest people also commute by public bus to work. What if those with the power to put people on a no-ride list decided they didn't like the reason for which you wanted to travel? The honest people wouldn't be going anywhere. Bad people, besides using fake IDs and stolen identities, can also make the system of checking IDs work in their favor. The carnival booth effect, as described by researchers at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, means that terrorists can probe an ID security system by sending a number of people on innocent trips through the system and noting who's flagged for security searches, for extra searches, and who isn't. They then send only those who the system doesn't flag on terrorist missions. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
So they find out who the least suspected-looking people are, and they select them for their missions.
Makes sense.
Brilliant idea. Still, some Americans think that if you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to fear. We've never heard that one before, huh, Manwich?
Wouldn't we all be a lot more secure if we were just locked up tight in little padded cells where we couldn't hurt each other and we couldn't hurt ourselves? Wouldn't we be a lot safer then? And then all you'd have is the imprisoned and the imprisoners.
Indeed. Were the Founding Fathers criminals trying to protect themselves when they inserted the Fourth and Fifth Amendments into the Bill of Rights? After all...
They are pretty suspect.
By the way, the Fifth Amendment, we read the Fourth Amendment, which basically preserves your right to privacy, but the Fifth Amendment has a lot of your right to a trial, right to a speedy trial, right to face your accusers, a lot of the courtroom-esque types of rights that we have in this country. And it has been argued by a lot of these security state people that the Fifth Amendment should be thrown out the window, too, because, all of these provisions in the Fifth Amendment could be used by terrorists to keep themselves out of jail. I mean, why should we have this habeas corpus and presumed innocent until proven guilty? That could keep terrorists amongst the populace. The federal government should be able to just lock whoever they want up to, if they feel so inclined. That's what these people are saying.
Well, I understand, but what they're failing to understand is, they're not just calling people that you and I might consider terrorists, and I'm not exactly sure what a terrorist is, precisely, but they're calling pretty much who the heck ever they want a terrorist.
Yeah. Over the years, Americans have become accustomed to showing ID in a number of circumstances, but very few have asked the question why. The Department of Homeland Security has attempted to institute programs predicated on the use of ID to improve security. The fact of the matter is that demands for ID do nothing for security while making honest Americans less free. And there is no doubt about that. I'm going to agree with Deborah 100%. All it does, beyond making us less free, it also makes us less productive. Think about it. Think about the millions of people. I don't know how many people go on airline flights every day, but I could imagine over a week's time, there's probably a couple million people that do that.
Sounds right.
Take that number, take a couple million, and then multiply it times the amount of minutes that are wasted waiting in lines, waiting at the security checkpoints, being wanded, going through the extra security.
And showing up early for all that stuff in case there's a big line.
Yeah.
Because it always bottlenecks right there when you want to go through that. So they tell you to get to the airline 2-3 hours early. 2 hours early.
Right.
Well, I used to show up for a flight
half hour early,
mm-hmm. and I'm perpetually late, so I'd usually show up 20 minutes early. I'd run through the airport.
And you'd make it.
Yeah, absolutely. But anymore.
So they go, take 2 million people, or I'm just, again, pulling numbers here, and then multiply that times 2 hours per flight, you've just lost 4 million hours. I mean, that's a lot of productive time that people could have been spending going to meetings and creating products and services that the federal government has just sucked out of the economy. We want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Are you fed up with all this security, this so-called security? It's Free Talk Live.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Welcome to RealityZone.com. My name is G. Edward Griffin. When I wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve, I said, we must create an entirely new money supply which is 100% backed by precious metals, and we must do this within a reasonably short period of time. I'm now pleased to inform you that the Liberty Dollar Organization has done precisely that. The Liberty Dollar is 100% backed and redeemable in gold and silver. So, if you want to make money and protect your purchasing power, I encourage you to visit the Liberty Dollar at www.libertydollar.org or call 888-421-6181 to find out about getting a free copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's www.libertydollar.org or call toll-free 888-421-6181.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, Saturday night show here till 10 o'clock Eastern. So plenty of time for your calls, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. Go vote for the show. If you like the fact that we give you everything on our website for free, all of the archives, the live streaming, and all of it on the house, if you enjoy that, cast your vote. And just go to vote.freetalklive.com. All that's required is your email address. It's a very simple process. Takes you less than a minute. It's a once-a-month kind of thing. So if you've yet to do it in the month of November, head over now and go to vote.freetalklive.com. Thanks to your votes, we are the number four podcast in the world over at podcastalley.com.
Last time I checked.
That's out of about 10,000 different choices. So it's your votes that are making a huge difference, drawing new listeners to the show with your votes at vote.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the email box, Manwich. You can email the show, ftl@freetalklive.com, because we're kind of talking about security. We're talking about national security and security checkpoints and how they're just a total waste of time. And asking for your identification and other violations of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. Well, This one's from Jason, and he says, "Hey guys, I've recently discovered your program and I'm enjoying it immensely. I've been an evolving libertarian for 2 to 3 years and a police officer for 14 years. I heard your program recently about libertarian cops."
Now, I'd like to say that the way I found out about libertarianism and small government and this whole idea that I've been experimenting with is through law enforcement officers.
Is that right?
Friends of mine who, I think that there's a lot of law enforcement officers that are really into the small government idea.
I think that there are, too, from the ones that I've met. They tend to be polarized. They're either very libertarian or very authoritarian. It's one or the other. I've rarely found cops that are in between. Anyway, he's one of the libertarian ones. He says, "There are a lot more of us out there than you may realize, in varying degrees. In most places, police officers are not obligated to enforce all laws. If there's a victim, then yes, we probably do have to act. In those victimless types of crimes, though, officers do have some discretion over which laws they'll enforce. These include drug possession and prostitution, as well as most traffic offenses. In situations where these officers inadvertently come across illegal drugs, because they're police officers, they can't legally give a wink and a nod and let the person have it back. And I would say the main reason they can't do that is because there's a chance it's internal affairs. There's a chance that if they pull you over and you've got a bag of marijuana in the car with you and they take it, if they give it back to you and it turns out that you're actually an internal affairs officer, they're going to get in some big trouble for that.
I think that most people that would have marijuana and, to me it doesn't make much sense to travel in your car with marijuana. But then again, I don't smoke it, so I don't really understand. But the people that have it and get caught with it in their cars, I think that if they just got their marijuana confiscated, they'd feel lucky.
Yeah, no doubt. He says they can, however, exercise discretion and not arrest the individual. So they just take the drugs and let him go. In most cases, policy would probably dictate that the drugs are seized, secured as illegal contraband, and later destroyed, wink, wink, by the evidence room technician. My views are still changing. Maybe someday I'll be in a frame of mind where I can't in good conscience do it anymore. As of now, I rarely have conflicts of conscience. I focus on criminal and traffic violations that endanger the general public. The rest, I generally look the other way, unless a complaint is received. Keep up the good work. I'm looking forward to many future great shows." From Jason. So it's so good to have the libertarian police contingent listening to Free Talk Live.
Thank God.
Indeed. It's good to know you
guys
are out
there. Gives us
hope. Yes. And hopefully Jason would refuse to follow really terrible orders such as gun confiscation. We got some news about San Francisco. We'll try to get to that in hour number two. But first, Massachusetts is cracking down on liquor sales. Yeah, that's right. People were trying to sell liquor on Thanksgiving Day, and Massachusetts said, hour two coming up.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you a